I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ethnic cleansing violence in Syria last week targeted religious minorities. A ministry partner says the honeymoon period is over. Then later, Muslim men are being reached with biblical values. Find out how a felt need grew into a met need and what's next. In our first story, complexities in Syria have reached a new pitch. Last Thursday, a band of Alawite fighters from the old regime killed more than a dozen government soldiers in the coastal town of Jabla. The government then sent in troops, and a massacre began. Numbers are still coming in, but think hundreds of fighters and civilians dead. The slain were primarily Alawites, a sect of Islam that Syria's former president belongs to. Some Christians were among them as well. Samuel from Redemptive Story says a significant part of the fallout is people who are running away.
Some say over 10,000 have crossed into Lebanon trying to seek refuge there.
But there's another, deeper issue at hand.
The new government is showing their inability to really try to form systems of society that are needed in order to be able to govern its people.
For example, security checkpoints in Syria are haphazard, not clearly regulated. Samuel calls these slightly organized chaos. But he says suffering always creates opportunities for believers to step in with gospel hope and help.
But it also exacerbates the already other issues like fear to be able to do meetings, to connect together, to meet together. So we're just praying for our brothers and sisters on the ground that they can find that balance of still being able to engage people and particularly help them in their season of fear and concern.
We turn next to Sudan, where the bloody civil war will enter its third year next month. A gospel worker we'll call John says,
5 years ago, no Sudanese would have ever believed that what is happening to them and their country could ever take place. And many of those who are displaced outside of Sudan feel that they have no real country to return to.
Over half of Sudan's population, more than 30 million people, need help to survive another day. The war triggered the world's largest and fastest growing displacement crisis, while famine has been confirmed in several areas of Sudan.
Sudanese from all strata of society are genuinely and desperately seeking for inner peace, and Islam is generally silent.
Yet, hope remains.
In the middle of everything we're talking about, more are coming to Christ out of Islam than in any other time in our ministry. God is moving in a powerful way.
We can't mention the name of John's group for security reasons, but it offers evangelism and discipleship training, trauma healing, and targeted relief.
It's opening doors, and we're having baptisms in IDP camps. We've trained and sent out over 325 Muslim background believers from 61 tribes of Sudan, and they are all among their people serving.
And finally, what makes men truly courageous? David Carlson from Transworld Radio says that for a long time, Muslim men were overlooked in outreach efforts. Yet in a culture that forces them to hide any weaknesses, many are left struggling with deep emotional and mental burdens. At the same time, when women or children come to Christ, these men often respond with hostility, becoming a danger to their own families. But when men embrace biblical values, they protect their families and become agents of change. Recognizing this, Carlson created Men of Courage, a program shaped by research among field workers around the world about the real needs of Muslim men.
The vision for this is bringing fresh perspective on life and eternity. We want really to bring hope, bring help to the Muslim men. If they become Christians, praise God, we want to, you know, go that direction. But already from the start off, we want to help them do better in their own life and grow the society, of course, with the biblical values underneath.
The initiative includes short social media pieces, a drama series, and a talk show. It's now available in Indonesian, French, Turkish, and Albanian, with more languages coming. You can find your place in all of these stories at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.